Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 4 best-selling books, and president of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is America's favorite eye doctor, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you with all of your vision problems. And this evening, once again, we have a specialist ask Dr. Kondrat a question. And when you do call in, you're going to get a copy of my most recent book. And this is a $49.95 book. It's the proceedings of the 9th Annual Microcurrent Conference. Now, you may be thinking, well, why do I want the proceeding? It's all technical, and there's just going to be scientific material. Well, you're wrong. It is cases. It's down-to-earth material to show you how microcurrent can really, really be effective. So it is Ask Dr. Kondrat a Question tonight. And the lines are open. You can reach me at 602-277-5369, or you can call toll-free at 866-536-1100. And any question you have about your eye problem, alternative treatments, if you're not sure about injections, now's the time to call. 602-277-5369. Toll-free, 866-536-1100. And tonight we're going to title the show The Great Debate. This is The Great Debate on what eye therapies, what alternative eye therapies are the best, what alternative eye therapies are the most effective for reversing vision loss. So we do have a knock on the door. Marilyn, you're on the air with Dr. Kondrat. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's Bob from Maryland.
Yeah, thank you.
Sorry about that.
Are you ready for the question?
Yeah, I may have good vision, but my hearing is starting to go. Yeah, I'm ready for the question.
Fire okay. Away. I'm doing ozone therapy, and for that, you recommend using a gamma of 8 for the eye drops and 40 for the insufflation. I'm tolerating that very well. Is it desirable to use a higher gamma? And if so, what level?
Well, I would not recommend using a higher level because it may cause some irritation. Now, let me ask you a question. How are you doing the 40 gamma? Is that rectal insufflation?
Yes, that's with the insufflation, and I'm tolerating that well. I'm not only at that gamma, but I'm using about 300 to 400 cc.
Okay, so you're going up. We usually recommend about 200 cc.
I know. I started with that, and I did well, so I thought I'd increase it.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing this?
I would say I started on the 9th, on the 4th of September, so it's been about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing about the ozone therapy, and if you don't mind, maybe some of the listeners don't know what ozone therapy is, but ozone is a highly reactive form of oxygen. It's O3, and ozone has been shown to be very effective in regenerating the body, fighting infection, viruses, bacterial parasites. And one of the things that I find to be very effective is increasing oxygen uptake. You know, as we get older, our cells just don't take up the oxygen as well as we did when we were younger. So it kind of reboots the system to take more oxygen into the cells. But the big drawback with ozone is it usually takes about 6 months before you really get to see a significant improvement. So it's a slow process. So I think the fact that you're only using it for 3 weeks, I think you just have to stick with that level for at least, 3 months, 4 months, and, measure your progress at that time.
Okay. So stay with the same gamma of 8 for the eye drops and 40 for the insufflation.
Yep, I would stick with that, and then, let me know how you're doing after 6 months.
Okay.
But
very good.
The other thing is, ozone is just one of many, and of course we're having the debate tonight as to what is the most effective treatment. And, I love ozone. I recommend that to all of my patients. My wife and I are doing the rectal insufflation, so it is a very powerful treatment. But I kind of favor the microcurrent. I think the microcurrent will give you a quicker improvement.
I'm doing that as well.
Okay, great, great.
Since February.
All right. So I think you're doing the right things, and keep me posted.
Very good.
Okay, thanks, Bob, for the call. So the lines are open, and give me a call on any problem with your eye this evening. It's the great debate on what therapies are the best for your eyes. Bob called in. He's doing rectal insufflation. Those of you that may not have ever heard of ozone or rectal insufflation, you can go to YouTube and Google or search my name, Kondrot, K-O-N-D-R-O-T, and with the word ozone. And you'll come up to two educational YouTubes that I have. One is on rectal insufflation, and the other is on ozone eye drops. And Bob will get a copy of my most recent book, The Proceedings of the Ninth Annual Microcurrent Conference, and that was held last year in Arizona. And this year, the conference is, in fact, it's the end of this month, it's the 10th annual. We have a great lineup, and if you are interested in learning more about microcurrent, and I think this is a very powerful device to reverse vision loss, you can go to microcurrent.info. Go to microcurrent.info, or you can always give the office a call at 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. And we have a great lineup of speakers for the 10th Annual Microcurrent Conference. And typically, the conference is designed to educate lay people. You really don't have to be a doctor. We have it set up in different sections, so we do have some material for physicians, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists to learn more about microcurrent. But the bulk of the attendees are patients who really want to turn their vision around and also using microcurrent to take care of musculoskeletal problems. Microcurrent was my friend when my wife and I did the Camino de Santiago, a 500-mile walk in Spain, walking 20 miles a day, and I was glad I had my microcurrent machine with me. It's just amazing, amazing device for quickly reversing musculoskeletal pain. So, if you're working in the garden or you overexert yourself and you don't want to take any medication, you don't want to take aspirin or steroids and put those toxic petrochemicals in your body, I love microcurrent. Microcurrent can quickly take away musculoskeletal pains. And microcurrent is also very effective for dizziness and helping to lower the blood pressure and reducing stress. So go to microcurrent.info to learn more and, give me a call. The lines are open, 602-277-5369. Any questions you have about your eye or vision, and also toll free, 866-536-1100. So this evening we're having the great debate. It's our little personal debate on KFNX. And the debate is, what is the best therapy for reversing vision loss. When we come back, I'm going to be talking a little bit about vitamins. You know, vitamins are not always good for your eye. And I say to you, you're taking the wrong vitamins, it can actually make you go blind. Yep, it may be shocking to hear, but you have to be careful with the vitamins. So when we come back, we'll be addressing vitamins and what I feel is a very important alternative to vitamins. So, need more information on microcurrent, go to microcurrent.info. Or if you're interested in ozone, like I said, either give the office a call, 800-430-9328, or you can go to YouTube and just search my last name, Kondrat, and the word ozone. I have two great little videos that show you how to get started with ozone drops. So we're coming up to the break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the truth about vitamins. Be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a two-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
You know, about half of Americans are taking multivitamins. And roughly 1 in 5 adults are using herbal supplements. And Americans are spending over $21 billion, and that's right, $21 billion on vitamins and herbal supplements. But I say to you, you better be careful, because the wrong vitamins can make you go blind. And there are three big problems with vitamins. One is taking vitamins made in China. Yep. I think about 80% of all vitamins now are made in China. And we have to worry about pesticides, heavy metal toxicity, and all these pollutants in vitamins. It's a problem. The other issue is taking synthetic vitamins. You know, it may be okay to put motor oil in your car, but you don't want to put petrochemicals into your body. They can be toxic. And the other thing is taking the wrong dose. So these make me concerned. And a little later on in the show, I'll talk about maybe some alternatives that you haven't considered. But right now we have a knock on the door. We have Grace from Texas. Grace, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, Grace, and thank you so much for calling. How's the great state of Texas?
Yes, very, very well. Okay, my question tonight is that I have high ocular pressure. It's elevated, but I do not have glaucoma. As a matter of fact, my eyes are very healthy. I have perfect vision. I have no optical nerve damage, but yet my eye pressure is elevated. So my
How high is your eye pressure?
In the 40s, like 42, something like that.
Okay. And what did your eye doctor suggest?
They're suggesting to do laser to widen the channel, you know, the channel that drains the fluid. He's thinking that by widening the channel that perhaps my eye pressure will be lower, but that's not an option that I really want to do.
Well, Grace, you know, there's two types of glaucoma. One is narrow angle, where the eye has a certain shape that iris is kind of tight and it's causing the pressure to go up and you need to make a little hole with the laser. That's narrow angle. The other one is open angle. That's more common. Now, I am one to avoid surgery at all costs.
Right.
But with the pressure of 40, that's at a dangerous level.
Okay.
And if you indeed have narrow angle glaucoma, it's a very, very simple procedure. And I joke with my patients, a mediocre eye surgeon having a bad day, you'll still get good results. It's a very simple procedure. But I think it may be wise to get a second opinion.
All right.
I think it's very important to get a second opinion to make sure that you indeed have that condition.
Okay. Now, I have been told I do not have glaucoma. They tell me I do not have glaucoma.
Well, I would recommend getting a second opinion because if your pressure is 40 and you do have narrow angles, I would definitely do the laser procedure.
Okay.
But if you see a second eye doctor and he goes, your pressure's fine, if you don't have narrow angles, then I would not get the procedure.
Okay. Will microcurrents be helpful to lower the eye pressure?
Well, microcurrent is very helpful to lower the eye pressure if you have open. But if you have narrow angles, I would not prescribe microcurrent on you.
Okay.
Because microcurrent is not an effective treatment for narrow angle glaucoma. The effective treatment is the laser procedure.
Okay. All right.
But Grace, definitely get a second opinion to make sure that indeed it's the right diagnosis.
Okay, very good.
Okay, well, thank you so much for
thank
your call.
You. Thank you so much.
You're getting a copy of my most recent book.
Oh, okay, well, thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. And we have another knock on the door. We have Deborah from Clearwater. Deborah, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Thank you. My problem is that I actually have never had a problem with my eye except gradually increasing, you know, as you age. And all of a sudden in June, one day, all of a sudden my left eye just went blurry. And I went to an eye doctor because I have insurance. So I went to an eye doctor. I actually wanted to come see you, and I called your office, but you weren't seeing people in Florida. And what ended up happening was that he told me that I had a burst blood vessel and that my apparatus in my eye was working fine. It was just blocked by blood. And so what ended up happening was that I had a surgery, and it started out to remove the blood, but my retina was detached, and so that was reattached. And now here I am. That was on August 11th, so it's been about 6 weeks. But I have no improvement in my vision at all, none whatsoever. And when I went for my 30-day post-op, he told me that the retina was fine, that the reattachment had been successful, but that I now had blood again in my eye. And that he told me to just continue to take prednisone drops, which he had given me, and I keep telling him, I don't want to take them. I don't want to take them. I'm having side effects. And he says, you have to take them in order for your eye to heal. So my basic two questions are, really, do I have to take prednisone? And is there something else I can do? And what do you think's going on with my eye?
Well, you know, unfortunately, sometimes when you don't address the underlying problem, you know, when the blood accumulates in the eye, you really have to look at the underlying problem, what caused the bleeding. And sometimes the best method of treatment is just to strengthen the body and to maybe reduce inflammation. So earlier, a gentleman called talking about ozone treatment, and I was talking about microcurrent. Microcurrent can be very effective in reducing inflammation and helping the eye to absorb blood. And I always am an advocate of doing conservative alternative treatments first.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, because he had the surgery, you know, it may have taken care of the detachment and the bleeding, but it came back because the doctor is not looking at the underlying problem.
Yes, well, he's a medical doctor, so
right, he's
not doing
doctor,
that.
But, you know, but sometimes you do need surgery. You know, I wear two hats. I'm a board-certified ophthalmologist, and I'm a homeopathic doctor. But by far, like the earlier caller, you know, she has narrow-angle glaucoma. She needs surgery. I don't want her to get microcurrent, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You have
mm-hmm.
a condition where we really have to do something to get the eye to heal. And probably what I would recommend is to get started with microcurrent. And we do, fortunately, we do have next week, we're having a microcurrent seminar at the Dolphin Beach Resort, which is probably right down the street from you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that we have a 2-day workshop on getting trained with microcurrent, and we have a 3-day conference. So I would give the office a call to get some information. And also, I would be very happy to do a homeopathic consultation on the phone with you. You know, I love homeopathy because homeopathy looks at the underlying cause.
Right.
To look at why, you know, what's going on in your body to have this imbalance because of bleeding in the eye. So we try to treat the underlying cause. So give the office a call at 800-430-9328. Check out information on the microcurrent conference, which is coming up next week. And then I'd be happy to do a homeopathic consult to try to find out the underlying cause. And we don't have to do that in person, but we can do that over the phone.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. And we're coming up to another break. And when I come back, we're going to be finishing my discussion on what to do about these toxic vitamins that are on the market, the vitamins from China, the synthetic vitamins, and taking the wrong dose. So when we come back, I'll talk about a solution that I have. And also we're going to be talking more about the great debate. What are the best therapies to reverse vision loss? So far we heard about microcurrent and ozone. And I'll be talking about another therapy called light therapy. So Be right back after this break.
At least 85 people have been killed in Aleppo by Syrian forces and hundreds are wounded, and no actions were taken following an emergency meeting today of the UN Security Council with the U.S., France, and Great Britain blaming Russia for supporting the offensive. A new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll finds that the presidential debates will be a major influence for one-third of voters. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, meanwhile, are preparing for the first debate tomorrow. Correspondent Sarah Moore reports Trump's strategy will be in the spotlight.
And there is certainly a risk as he tries to appeal to women voters, as he tries to appeal to suburban voters, if he looks like he's trying to pin her husband's infidelities, her husband's past indiscretions on Hillary Clinton. That might be the kind of thing that doesn't particularly play well with voters.
Several thousand residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, have left their homes as floodwaters begin to spill out of the rising Cedar River. The Cedar Rapids School District is canceling classes through Wednesday. S&P futures up half a point. The NASDAQ futures up a fraction. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weather Bug Weather Center this afternoon, it's sunny, high near 94 today. Winds out of the east gusting up to 20. It's going to be mostly clear tonight. We'll see a low around 73. And tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies. High temperatures topping out near 89. East winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. I'm A.J. Lytell from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 95 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off Adrenal Health today. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
Hi, I'm Tom Dolan. Did you know that one of the biggest gold and silver companies is giving away a free Silver American Eagle to qualifying KFNX listeners in the state of Arizona? Call Chase Metals now to find out how to receive your free Silver American Eagle. Call 888-485-1366. 888-485-1366. Call Chase Metals now to find out how to receive your free Silver American Eagle. 888-485-1366.
Hey, Mel, kiss my grits.
Have you ever wanted to just relax and eat at a traditional 70s diner, not one of those mock-up shops commercialized to the fullest? At 1747 West Grand Avenue in Phoenix, between West Culver Street and West Willetta Street, is just that. Taken straight from the 1970s TV show Alice and the movie directed by Martin Scorsese, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Come for the breakfast and have a Greek omelet with gyro meat, or come for the lunch and order yourself a traditional American cheeseburger with a cup of soup included at great prices.
Arizona at Work is the program for working people. We talk about the issues that affect the people who work for a living and your families. If you are overworked and underpaid and you can't make ends meet on what you make, we want to hear your story.
Arizona at Work, Thursday at 11 a.m.
Sex, relationship, and intimacy, one bite at a time, Sunday at noon. With marriage, relationship, and sex counselor Ina Malekish and co-host Len Novin. Honest talk about what you will not talk about. Stop the war of the sexes with respect and honor. Enjoy sex, relationship, and intimacy, Sunday at noon.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. And this is America's favorite eye doctor, giving you valuable information every Sunday evening on ways that you can improve your vision and save your sight. Earlier, we talked about the dangers of vitamins. Will vitamins make you go blind? Yes, they can. In fact, the American Journal of Ophthalmology did did a study showing that certain nutritional supplements can double your risk of macular degeneration. That is scary. That is very scary because many people are taking these vitamins to prevent macular degeneration. You don't want to get hoodwinked into thinking you're saving your sight, and it's actually making your sight worse. Well, I have my sight formula, S, safe organic foods. I, increase colorful foods. You know, your mother was right. Spinach is great for your eyes. So, you know, bulk up on safe organic spinach. G for gut. The gut is really critical in absorbing essential minerals. And doctors are now discovering that there's a relationship between the gut, the brain, and the eye. If you have a healthy gut, you have a healthy brain and a healthy eye. So take some probiotics. And, you know, our ancestors knew how to take care of our gut. They had fermented vegetables like sauerkraut, kimchi, yogurt, kefir. And, you know, take more of those foods along with a good probiotic. H, hydration. Drink plenty of good water. Keep your body hydrated. And all of your neurological and ocular tissues will function better. And T, toxins. Get tested for heavy metals and get those toxins out of your body. So we have another knock on the door. We have Guru Andu from Alaska. Guru?
Hello, Dr. Condit.
Yeah, hi, how are you? Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, I had a couple consultations with you on the phone, and I have a couple, some more questions about some supplements and eye drops, because in the last 2 or 3 years, I've read some studies that have been done using eye drops on animals, and I think, I don't know if they've been done on people yet, but one is NACA, another one is lanosterol, and the last one was lutein nanoparticles, and they've all proved very, very successful, but I was wondering why they aren't in the market or how we can get them, because I've even tried to contact people in China and every place to get
They are on the market. There's an eye drop. I don't know if you're taking it, called Oclumed. It does have NAC in it, and it has some of those other ingredients that you mentioned.
Well, this is NACA, which has amide, which works much, much better from the study than NAC.
Well, I'm not aware on how you can get that product. But email me and I'll do some investigation because I am in contact with a major manufacturing company and we'll see if we can get it. But I have not found the eye drops for cataracts to be that effective. I really think that you got to treat the underlying problem with cataracts, and that is elevated lead. I think the majority of people that I see have elevated lead. And I don't recall what your lead study showed.
Yeah, mine was high.
Yeah, so you got to treat the underlying problem, and that is the lead. So you got to get started on chelation therapy. I would suggest that you take some high doses of vitamin C, because the vitamin C, some people feel that cataracts are a form of focal scurvy. You know, you don't have full-blown scurvy. You have a deficiency in your metabolic system, and you need the extra doses of vitamin C. You know, we used to have goats on our ranch, and a goat can produce 100 grams a day under stress. But as humans, we can't produce any vitamin C under stress. So I would recommend you know, take some high doses of vitamin C, try to take maybe 3 grams a day. But the problem is that there's a lot of vitamin C that's made in China, so you do have to be very, very careful.
Okay.
What does he suggest to get it?
Did you have another question?
No, that's pretty much it. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, keep up the good work, and I look forward to talking to you again. Okay, so let's get back to this vitamin business. You know, I talked about the site formula, safe organic foods, increased colorful foods. The gut is important, hydration and toxins. Now, I think it is important that you do take, if you are taking vitamins, you have to be careful. And I checked my manufacturer, and I was happy to hear that the ingredients and the vitamin formula that I helped supervise, most of them are not vitamins from China, but unfortunately, I don't think you can buy a vitamin product that doesn't have some ingredients from China. But what they do is they do go through some very thorough, extensive testing. They test every batch of the vitamins to make sure they're not loaded with toxins, pesticides, and are not made from genetically modified food. You know, the majority of vitamin C out there is made from genetically modified corn. And we know that GMO corn is not healthy for you. So if you're taking high doses of vitamins that are synthetic and that are made from genetically modified corn or food, you're going to be in trouble. So be careful if you're taking vitamins. The other thing that alternative doctors and researchers are beginning to find out that there is a certain genetic expression that you can take vitamins and nutrients to turn off the bad genes and turn on the good genes. So just because everybody in your family has diabetes or everybody has glaucoma, it doesn't mean that you are going to develop that. There's a whole new area of medicine called nutrigenomics. Nutrigenomics, that's a mouthful, but what it means is the effect of nutrition on genetic expression. So we really have to look at the foods that we eat. And Thomas Edison, I like Thomas Edison's quote, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will instruct his patients on the care of the human brain in diet and in the cause of prevention of disease." So I think that if you really want to get to the bottom of any chronic problem, you've got to look at your diet. And fortunately, in the U.S., we probably have the most unhealthy diet in the world. I'm convinced of it. I'm convinced of it. So the lines are open. I'd like to hear from you. Any questions about vision, restoring lost vision or your eyes? Give me a call, 602-277-5369 or toll free, 866-536-1100. 866-536-1100. And this evening we're having our own great debate on what are the best alternative therapies for reversing vision loss. So if you have your opinion or you have any experience, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about another modality that may seem kind of peculiar, and that is light therapy. Yes, light therapy, the vibration of light can stimulate cellular activity, the right wavelength of light. More and more doctors now are using laser light, cold laser, and different spectrums of light to cause physiological changes in the body. And believe it or not, there's an organization called the College of Syntonics. It's a group of eye doctors that have been using light therapy for more than 70 years. Yes, more than 70 years to alter the physiology and help treat different ocular conditions. So we'll be talking about that. If you'd like more information about microcurrent, go to the website, microcurrent.info. We have a great conference coming up the end of this month. Love to see you there, and all the listeners will get a discount. So give the office a call at 800-430-9328. 530-9328. And hang in there. We're going to be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts, and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that 1 out of 5 people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. And this is Dr. Kondrat. And we're going to be talking about light therapy as a very effective treatment to reverse eye problems. And the lines are open. So if any of you are listening and you have a question you'd like me to answer before the top of the hour, make that phone call now, 602-277-5369, toll free, 866-536-1100. You know, all life comes from the sun. You know, there's no question that without the sun, plants will die. Sun is absorbed. The ultraviolet energy is absorbed in the plant through the chlorophyll molecule, and the chlorophyll molecule then converts this energy into tissue and growth. In the human being, we don't have chlorophyll. We have something called hemoglobin. And hemoglobin absorbs light, much like chlorophyll. So essentially, light therapy ultraviolet light therapy can be extremely beneficial. In fact, doctors have been using light therapy since the 1940s. And one of the most common procedures we're doing now is called ultraviolet blood irradiation. We actually take blood out of the body and we irradiate it or shine powerful ultraviolet light, much like the sun, on the blood. And it energizes the blood. And it destroys parasites, viruses, and bacteria. So that's one method of light therapy. The other method is to use different wavelengths of light to stimulate cellular activity and rejuvenation. You know, it's interesting. There's a Russian researcher, Tina Carew, who published a book on phototherapy, and she did research concerning laser light and non-coherent light that you see from a light bulb. And she found really that there was no difference. You know, the photons will stimulate cellular activity, and there's something in the cell called cytochrome A. And light stimulates cytochrome A to begin a cascade of energy production. So we have been using different wavelengths of light, shining it into the eye to help lower intraocular pressure and to help regenerate the eye with macular degeneration. Now, some of you may be saying, Dr. Chandra, that is absurd, using light to treat glaucoma. Well, it's just not my opinion. In 1948, in the American Journal of Ophthalmology, there were two research articles published dealing with different wavelengths of green light to lower intraocular pressure. So that's become a very valuable treatment for everyone that I see who has glaucoma. And I know if you ask your eye doctor, hey, doc, how about light therapy for my glaucoma? He'll probably laugh at you. But you might want to tell him, say, hey, in the American Journal of Ophthalmology in 1948, did you read that article? And it demonstrated lowering the intraocular pressure. And a matter of fact, I repeated that study, and it was published in the Journal of Syntonics. I duplicated that study. So light therapy is another way. So we got four different modalities we talked about. Microcurrent, we talked about ozone treatment, we talked about light therapy, and we talked about diet. So, you know, this is the evening of the great debate. So all of you are probably interested in what is the most effective treatment. What should I do right now if you're having problems with your vision? So if any of you have an opinion, time to call in before we actually do the final vote. And you can reach me at 602-277-5369, toll free at 866-536-1100. This is your last chance to give me a call and express your opinion. So it's down to the wire right now. We got microcurrents. We got diet and nutrition. We got ozone treatment. And we got light therapy. Now, one thing that I like about all these therapies, these all can be done at home. Yes. Once you invest in the equipment and have the training, you can do all of them. Probably the most difficult is eating well. You don't need any special equipment. You just have to have common sense, and you have to start reading labels. But my good friend Dr. Rowan said, hey, if it has a label on it, you shouldn't probably be eating it. So we got a knock on the door. We got Mark from Surprise. Mark, you got an opinion.
You know, Dr. Conrad, I had a question. My dad was diagnosed with macular degeneration, and it was recently diagnosed as wet, and they started doing the injections, of course, and now he's developed glaucoma in both eyes. And I'm wondering if it's too late to switch gears with him. He's an 89-year-old gentleman, and, you know, is it too late to switch gears and try to do something more naturopathic?
Well, you know, I just really hate those injections. I really do. And we have, I have a free report. It's called the Watergate of Eye Care.
I don't know if you heard that earlier.
Remember Watergate?
I'd like to,
You may want to get that report, but the data has, the study data is manipulated. There's bribes.
Yeah.
The eye doctors are making a lot of money. It may help. In fact, a recent study came out that 20% of patients getting injections, 20% will develop retinal atrophy. That's just as high. It's scary. So, you know, I'm an advocate. You've got to find out the underlying cause. You've got to take care of that.
Yeah.
And the underlying cause is decrease in circulation and decrease in oxygenation. So we've got to get the eye healthy. We've got to remove those toxins in the body, all these things. Now, I'm not totally against injections, you know. I tell my patients that if you're doing these alternative therapies faithfully and you're still losing vision, get the injections. I'll be the first one to make that comment.
Right.
If your vision's stable and you're not losing any eyesight, or certainly if your vision's improving, don't let the doctor, you know, hoodwink you into getting the injections by putting fear in you.
Yeah.
So, but it's, the answer to your question, it's not too late.
Okay.
It's not too late. I've treated many, many patients, and typically I see the patient after they've had a couple injections, and they're not getting better. In fact,
right.
I saw one lady recently, she had 45 injections.
Yeah.
I said, why are you getting all these injections? Well, my doctor said I need them. Are they helping your vision? No, doctor, they're not helping. I hate them.
Yeah.
So definitely investigate some of these alternative treatments, and I'd be happy to evaluate your father and see if we can turn this around.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Any last-minute calls for coming up? We got another caller from Scottsdale. I didn't catch your name.
Jill.
Bill. Oh, Jill.
Yeah, I want to tell you what I'm taking right now. I just started taking it again. Is a Norwegian cod liver oil, tablespoon of that, magnesium, and selenium, and vitamin E, and hops. And sometimes some turmeric.
Well, I like everything except the Norwegian cod liver oil. I am very, very much against fish oils.
Oh.
Very much against fish oils. And go to my website, and I have an article on the dangers of fish oils.
All right.
Unfortunately, I can't go into detail. We're coming to a close.
That's okay.
We've got to do the final tally on the vote. And the debate is over. The number one thing you got to do is change your diet. You got to eat better food. That is the most effective thing that you can do to reverse vision loss. Number two, no question is microcurrent. If you quickly want to restore lost vision, is microcurrent. Oxidative treatments, ozone, light therapy are great, but they take a little bit more time to turn things around. So the big debate is over, and the winner is the proper diet and nutrition. Number two is microcurrent. So for more information, go to my website, healingtheeye.com, all one word, healingtheeye.com, and investigate microcurrent. Go to microcurrent.info. And this is your host, Dr. Edward Conrad, America's favorite eye doctor. Wishing all of you good health and clear vision.
Are you tired of low interest rates on your savings accounts and certificates of deposit? Fight back. More than 1 million CD holders have taken advantage of a retirement secret. It's called the CD alternative. Act now before it's too late. Learn the secret. Call 623-500-6143.
Don't you think you're entitled to guaranteed higher interest rates? Call 623-500-6143.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, KFNX News Time.